In the headlines, a St. John family in shock over the death of a 60-year-old fisherman whose body was pulled from the water at Consett Bay yesterday. The agriculture minister blames weather conditions and farming practices for a poultry shortage and criticizes a farmer's spokesman for initially suggesting otherwise. BAS CEO James Paul explains the basis for his statements on the matter. Caribbean nationals in the U.S. being urged to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris in tomorrow's presidential election. Trump and Harris pushed their closing messages to voters on the last day of campaigning. And legendary U.S. musician and producer Quincy Jones dies at the age of 91. Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. The family of 60-year-old Anthony Bradshaw of College Savannah St. John is grieving his sudden passing. Police reports indicate that around 3:50 p.m., Mr. Bradshaw entered the water near the jetty at Consett Bay St. George, and shortly after, he was seen struggling. An alarm was raised and a nearby resident quickly responded, bringing him to shore. However, despite efforts by personnel from the Barbados Ambulance Service, he showed no signs of life. When Starcom Network News visited Mr. Bradshaw's family home, his sisters Marcia and Charmaine, who were visibly distraught, remembered him as a loving and helpful man with a deep love for the sea.
Very good person, cool and calm and easy to live with. Just shocked. It hurt him. As far as I understand, he went to the beach. As a custom, he liked going to the beach. For your law, he liked to go to the beach. And he went to the beach and he made it back home.
He was good.
He was nice. He was a nice fellow. He was one brother that we had. My daddy and mommy say, it hard. Yeah. We don't know. Everything he asked, he helped me, but he helped me. He was helpful. No children, no wife, no girlfriend. Yeah, he like you see. He was a fisherman. They went straight in my belly. That's all I can tell you. Shocking news. We didn't believe.
Meantime, his cousin said he was with him moments before he died.
Yes, he was out there. And I tell a guy, you want something? We go to the Black Monday and get something. And he gets something and he come back there and sit down and drink something. You see going there, you see. We turn to the sea rough. What are you going down there for? And the bang away, you see the something. He said, man, he going down there. Then was we here, a guy near Carbon come from down there and tell me, go down there, drum. Went down there, I see Crosby Market. Then when he went up, I see the guy there laying down. Oh, my heart, my heart. He's a nice guy for real.
Relatives of the late Anthony Bradshaw. Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir blames weather conditions and farming practices for a poultry shortage and criticizes comments by a farmer's spokesman who initially suggested otherwise. Mr. Weir was speaking to moderator David Ellis on today's edition of VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program.
And these are the kind of things that concern me as a minister and ought to concern Barbadians, because people are putting information out there that is totally incorrect, but is designed to carry a narrative.
The more important issue, minister, is if whether they got chicken or not and whether the bird's too small.
And that is really
the issue for us.
And Mr. Ellis, we have acknowledged that there's a shortage of supply of chicken, yes. And we have also acknowledged that given the fact that on certain farms, the management practices might be such that it resulted in poor performance of feed, and it resulted because of the heat and the conditions of the pens, so the size of the birds come no smaller. Nobody has any control over that scientific fact. This comes down to management of farms, and it comes down to the type of feed that is produced.
He referred to comments by CEO of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, for who initially suggested there was adequate supply.
Is coming to the public with information without sharing data. And I have cautioned Mr. Paul on more than one occasion that if he's going to speak to the public, he should come with data to support what he's saying. Then you get this generic conversation constantly taking place. And when James Paul spoke to the fact that there was a backlog of poultry in storage. He didn't give specifics in terms of farmers who were involved, where the storage was, the quantities by farmer, those sorts of things.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indar Weir in the lunchtime edition. Continuing with the story on poultry, Mr. Paul tells Starcom Network News that while initial data indicated no shortage of chicken, a visit to supermarkets last week highlighted some supply issues. He says they have spoken to chicken producers and are working to address the issue.
Based on what was happening at the time, and there was no indication of the problem besides. We have to do a report on the amount of chicken on the shelves last Thursday. Clearly, there was a problem in terms of some supermarkets not having adequate supplies. It is a week-by-week situation, and in speaking to the producers, what I've been told is that they are working to address the issue. And the last from the report I got was that in another week or two, the situation should return to normalcy. But that is as much as I can say. All I'm saying is that the eggs have been placed. People have been putting in orders for hatching eggs, and they have been placed in the pens. It takes 6 weeks to grow a chicken, or 7 weeks.
He says that where there is increased demand, the sector will have to consider expansion, but interested farmers will be given assistance.
I think that what it also indicates is this. If there is an increasing demand for poultry, the industry, of course, will have to consider expansion. But you want to say that, you know, again, I go back to the fact that the money that has been placed in the BAS, we have a situation where there are small farmers who have existing pens, who are expanding their pens. They are looking to expand their production. And this is not only in poultry, but also in pork. So clearly, this situation will see very soon an increased amount of farmers wanting to get into the industry. And they will get in because we are facilitating them to the monies that were provided by the government.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. The Barbados government and the Irish-based Accreditation Commission on Colleges of Medicine have signed a memorandum of understanding that ensures medical education programs offered in Barbados meet international standards. The virtual signing took place at the Ministry of Education's head office, where Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands, spoke about the significance of the MOU.
This partnership will allow us to share best practices, resources, and expertise, ensuring that our accreditation processes are rigorous and relevant. In fostering this collaboration, we aim to create an environment that promotes educational excellence, professional development, and a culture of continuous improvement and accountability.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Education, Sandra Husbands. A 20-year-old man from St. Michael, who was the subject of a wanted man bulletin on October 29th, is now in police custody. Javonte Harewood of Martins Road, Pylons, St. Michael, surrendered to officers at the District A police station last Friday and is now assisting lawmen with their investigations in connection with serious criminal matters. Harewood was accompanied by his attorney at law. West Indian-connected political activists and legislators in the United States are urging Caribbean nationals there to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris in tomorrow's presidential election, saying she is the better candidate to be the next president. Ms. Harris is the daughter of retired Jamaican economist Dr. Donald Harris. In what polls and pundits indicate is a deadlocked race, Harris, the Democratic Party nominee, is seeking to become the first woman of color and Caribbean and Asian American to be the president of the United States. And finally, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are pushing their closing messages to voters on the last day of campaigning before America decides its next president. Both candidates are in a final sprint across key battleground states, with Ms. Harris campaigning in Pennsylvania today and Mr. Trump heading to North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Yesterday, Ms. Harris vowed to do everything in her power to end the war in Gaza, while Mr. Trump made claims without providing any evidence of election fraud in Pennsylvania. Mr. Trump also suggested at a rally he wouldn't mind if a potential assassin tried to shoot through what he called the fake news. His campaign says the remark was misinterpreted. The polls suggest that the race is still exceptionally close, and more than 78 million people have already voted. And finally, Quincy Jones, the celebrated U.S. musician and producer who worked with Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra, Ray Charles, and many others, has died at the age of 91. Mr. Jones's publicist, Arnold Robinson, said he passed away peacefully last night at his home in Bel Air. Quincy Jones was best known as the producer of Michael Jackson's Thriller album. Recapping the headlines. A St. John family in shock over the death of a 60-year-old fisherman whose body was pulled from the water at Consett Bay yesterday. The agriculture minister blames weather conditions and farming practices for a poultry shortage and criticizes a farmer's spokesman for initially suggesting otherwise. BAS CEO James Paul explains the basis for his statements on the matter. Caribbean nationals in the U.S. being urged to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris in tomorrow's presidential election. Trump and Harris pushed their closing messages to voters on the last day of campaigning, and legendary U.S. musician and producer Quincy Jones dies at the age of 91. And that's it for the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.